Hey there. Welcome back to Legal Mumbo Jumbo with Houston divorce and family law attorney Ashley Nicole Green. This is a 10 to 15 minute session where she will discuss frequently asked questions and or provide you with some good old information on how to navigate through those areas. So let's get started with some legal mumbo jumbo.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Legal Mumbo Jumbo, Season 3, Episode number 8. My name is Ashley Nicole Green. I'm a family law and divorce attorney here in the Houston surrounding areas, and I'm here to talk to you about some of my favorite client successes and wins and their journey to freedom. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into story time. But let me actually stop really quick because today's the day after Thanksgiving, and I'm all filled up with turkey as much as I am going to have probably for the rest of the year. And I just wanted to pause and say I'm very thankful to each and every one of you who take the time to listen to my podcast. Some of you have reached out, and that really means a lot to me because sometimes I feel like I'm just like recording these and I'm like, is anyone listening to these? So thank you very, very much for tuning in and listening to my podcast episodes as they come out. I really appreciate all of you who have really been supporting me throughout this journey. It means a lot to me. So I just wanted to pause and say thank you. So with that being said, now let's go ahead and jump into story time. Today we're going to talk about a client who I'll name for the purposes of confidentiality, James, and his little girl who I will also name for the purposes of confidentiality, Nicole. And I'm going to actually take it way back, okay? So we're going back. This actually is a client of mine, past client of mine, who came to me really early on in my career. I'm talking about like maybe like a year, 2 years in, and then who actually hired me for a second time a few years ago and has just really rocked with me. Like, I love his energy. I love his love for his daughter, and he is literally a daddy's girl, okay? A dad's girl, rather. And his little girl loves her some daddy. So with that being said, I'm going to give you all a little bit of backstory. So at the time when this story actually happened, James' little girl was like elementary age. I'm talking about like small, like maybe first grade, second grade. And when he first came to me, at the beginning of my career, like I mentioned, he really was just trying to make sure that he had the ability to be a part of his daughter's life. He was getting himself into, you know, a groove of like a new lifestyle, a new, you know, sense of like his manhood and like where his life was taking him. And eventually, he got all those things, you know, intact, and I'm so proud of him. And so when he came to me the second time, James had actually met his wife, who is a down-to-earth, I'm talking about actual down-to-earth person I've probably ever met in a long time, but she really, really supported him. And the thing I love so much about her is that throughout this process, a lot of times we'll have cases, and sometimes, like, especially my male clients, but it's also true for my female clients, so I'm not picking on you male clients. So it can be across the board, really, but it's obviously a little bit more prevalent in my male clients. They will come to me because someone else has encouraged them to start the legal process, whether that be a significant other, whether that be a new spouse, whether that be a mother, a sister, a cousin, who have you, right? And sometimes in that process, it can be kind of frustrating for me because if they aren't invested in it as much as that family member who encouraged them to start it, then I don't get the same interaction. I don't get the same, you know, grit with them. We don't really get to go hard throughout their divorce or their child custody case because they're not invested in it to the same extent that that family member is. But let me tell you something about James's wife, okay? And for the purposes of this this podcast, I'll name her for confidentiality, Melanie, okay? Melanie was, like I said, would go hard for her husband, but literally came to me at one point, and it was like we were all in a meeting together, and I was kind of like giving them a list of things that I needed as we prepared to go into their case, their hearing that was coming up. And, you know, I was like, okay, go ahead and write these things down. And he was just kind of like chilling, you know, sitting there like, okay, you know, looking to Melanie. James was like, oh, you got that? And at one point, Melanie stopped him and stopped me and said, look, excuse me. I'm sorry, Ashley. But James, this is not my case. This is your case. And you're going to have to be the one up there testifying. You're going to have to be the one up there giving your story. So I need you to go ahead and help contribute to writing this list. And in that moment, it was actually like really, really relieving for me because I realized that this case was going to be successful because one, I was holding him accountable, but two, because Melanie was holding him accountable. And she told him in that moment, like, look, I can't go hard for you if you don't want to go hard for yourself, right? And that's like my motto too. Like I tell clients, these are not my children. This is not my livelihood. This is not my marriage or my divorce. This is your case. And so you have to be invested in this case in order for it to be as successful as you want it to be. I can only fight as hard as you want to fight. I can't fight more than that because this isn't my case. And so I think that was like a light bulb moment for James. Don't get me wrong. Like he definitely loved Nicole, his little girl, and he would do anything for her. But I do think that he sometimes got complacent throughout the process because, his child's mother could be difficult at times to co-parent with. And I think he just kind of got discouraged because it's like, man, I got to put in all this effort just to get this little bit of time or just to get this little bit of, interaction. And it took a lot from him, I could tell. But I was glad that he had someone to like hold him accountable and say, look, this isn't going to be easy, right? This is going to be a process that you're going to have to dig in and you're going to have to fight through it. And so he hung in there. Okay. And I'm talking about really, really hung in there. And by the end of the case, I could definitely see so much growth in him, not just as a father, but as a husband and also just as a man in general, because he had someone hold him accountable. And we started off this case, like I mentioned, when he first came to me, we were just really dealing with like the child support aspect of his case. And so we made sure that like his child support was calculated correctly. You know, I went with him to the mediation and make sure his order was good. But then when he came back, he was like, look, I'm on my feet. I'm doing good. I'm working a full-time job. And I'm okay if I have to pay more support, but I want to be involved in my child's life. And really the caveat that kind of like made things like prevalent to him was that his child was like going through some things that she shouldn't be going through because he had health insurance, he had dental insurance, and her little teeth were just like, I'm talking about, I don't even know if this little girl had been to the dentist in some years based off of what she had to go through to just get her teeth, back to a healthy stance. And I'm not one, let me tell you, when I was young and probably Nicole's age, I had a lot of issues as well growing up because I was allergic to milk. And so at one point I was like drinking only goat milk and then I couldn't drink anything. And so I had a lot of issues with my teeth early on, but they, were able to catch it pretty quickly. So it didn't like follow me into adulthood. Thank God. Thank you to my family for that. So he realized in this moment, like, look, if I don't advocate for my daughter, then she's just going to be in this like sense of like pain and like just terrible, like, image because she was so like, scared to smile and just scared for anyone to see her because of how her teeth look. And so he really started off the case in terms of like just advocating for her to be able to like get the treatment that she needed because underneath his order that he had in place, it was difficult for him to be able to do that independently without the mother agreeing or without the mother being the one that took the child. And so that's what it started off with. But by the end of it, he got more time with her. I'm talking about not just, a standard possession order with the weekends and the Thursdays. I'm talking about we got a little extra few days during the week. He got some extra time in general as far as like holidays and stuff. And he was really like genuinely happy, right? That he fought not just for the sense of like, I'm her dad and I want to fight, but for his daughter, for Nicole. And to this day, I hope and pray that they're doing so good. Sometimes I'll see them from time to time on social media and that's always refreshing. But I just want to encourage you all who are listening, if you have a family member or if you are that family member that maybe is just like, doesn't have the energy, you don't have the sense of like, look, I don't have the time, right, to really invest in this, but you have a support system behind you that's going to hold you accountable along the way. They may help you throughout it, but they're not going to do all the work for you. Then I really want you to step back and consider when you should start that process, because your children need you. Nicole needed her father in that moment. If he didn't stand up for her in that moment of when she was going through that, God only knows where she would be at this point in terms of her health with her teeth. But your children need you, you know. I just got onto one of my clients just this past week because I was telling him, like, your children only have one dad, you know, and you just got to make it happen. Whatever that looks like, you got to make it happen. A lot of times people, you know, think about monetary things or about what everything looks like and how it feels and what it tastes like. Like, kids, they're not worried about that. What your children are really, truly worried about is quality time. You know, they want to wake up and see their parents, you know, during the holiday season. They want to wake up and know that they're going to spend the day with their parent. You know, Christmas gifts and things like that are exciting for them, but those things, those aren't memories that they share. So they're not going to be 12 years old and be like, oh, I remember the time when I opened up this box and it had Ninja Turtles in it. No, they're going to be like, you know what, I remember waking up and my dad or my mom was there, and, you know, we always made cookies, or we always went for walks, or we always went to go see lights, or we always went to go, you know, make gingerbread houses, whatever. Make those memories. Your kids are going to hold on to that, and they're going to remember that more than they remember the gifts. They're going to remember that more than they remember what things look like inside the house, if you had the big tree or the pretty decorations. And that's something that I really try to hold on to with my kids. My children's lifestyle is completely different in terms of how I grew up, but I do try to make those type of memories with them in traditions, right? So that they know, like, oh, you know, this is exciting. You know, I was just telling my husband today, I'm like, okay, well, we need to plan a time where we're going to go look at lights, because growing up, that's something we did. And I still remember that. And here I am in my 30s. And I still remember that. And I want my kids to do that. And so since my oldest son has been little, probably before he could even remember, I've like remembered driving in our car and taking him to go see lights. And it's like, probably for some people, it's a silly tradition, but for me, like, it means a lot because it connects me back to my childhood and I'm carrying on that tradition with my kids. So during this holiday season, I just want to encourage you guys to make the memories and not worry about making the money to make the monetary items come to life, because your kids will hold on more to memories than those monetary things. So with that being said, we are going to be changing up some things in January. So I just want y'all to know, I haven't really solidified what it will look like, but until then, we'll still have the case evaluations. You can click on the link in my bio to learn how to get on my calendar to do that. But in January, those will no longer be free. I don't know what they will be price-wise, because I'm still working that out, but I'm changing things up a little bit, guys. So if you want to be able to get on my calendar before the year ends, go ahead and do that now. Take advantage of it. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the end of the year. Happy holidays. I might not be having another podcast this year. I haven't decided completely. As you can see, I'm literally going off of the brim of things. You know, that's just how I work. But I haven't decided exactly if I will or won't. But if I don't, I hope you'll have an amazing holiday season. Take care, and until next time. Bye for now.